Hi guys, this is Amanda Ruzza, and today I want to show you how you can incorporate some percussive stuff from samba into dead notes and make your samba groove sound extra funky, and as a consequence, how you can transport this exact samba bass line into almost any funk groove and bring some cool different funk elements to your band. Sounds hip. Check it out. Simple. Basically, I'm incorporating elements of traditional samba, of percussion from the traditional samba players, like not the fancy jazz stuff, like the people that go out from the escolas de samba during carnaval, the samba schools, and the simple traditional bands from Rio de Janeiro or São Paulo, where you sit in a circle and there's like three or four or five percussionists and one guy playing guitar, the other guy playing cavaquinho, and you're playing bass, and how to incorporate that as dead notes inside your samba groove. And what that's going to do for you is that it's going to make you lock in better with the hi-hat, and it's going to bring all these cool percussive elements on the bass, and it's going to make everything like more danceable, and the groove is going to feel fuller within the ensemble. So this is a very simple thing that you can do, and it's going to make you sound like extra hip in 2 seconds. So basically, the basic, most simple, traditional samba bass line is just the root and the fifth, emphasizing the surdo on beat two. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So what I'm doing is I'm using, instead of playing like in the regular bass way, just with these 2 fingers, I'm using the thumb to be my surdo, my strong B2. And what the thumb does is that it allows me, my other fingers and the rest of my hand, to move around. So while this note is ringing from the thumb, I can be doing all sorts of crazy things here, which is basically like little dead notes and percussive stuff from tamborim, from pandeiro, even like from heco-heco. You can add some cuica, whatever you want. So what I was playing was I was grooving over D and C, and I was just adding these dead notes. Very simple. So see, that's the thumb here, and then I can use this little finger if I want to make it a high percussive note, or I'll use my first finger if I want to make it low. So, I mean, you can have come up with all sorts of variations and practices with a drum machine and have so much fun with it. And then I was showing you how this exact same bass line will work so well with almost any funk groove. And what's cool about it is that if you begin to incorporate this semi-folkloric Latin American Brazilian stuff into your bass lines and bring it to like a pop setting or like a jazz fusion or R&B or whatever, you're gonna show up a different aesthetic of your bass line, and you're bringing like a new flavor to the band, and it's super cool, it's exciting. So again, I play the same bass line over a funk groove, so it's like you have the drummer thinking like playing and the guy's thinking funk, but your brain is like, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for watching this video, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel for some new base workouts. Also, check out my website where you can download the PDF transcript of this lesson and many more other lessons. Hope to see you soon!